The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Time for a weekly health spot with Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care. And given the beautiful sunny weather we're enjoying at present, this is a topical issue to discuss: skin cancer. How vulnerable can we be to skin cancer in this country, Brian?
Hi, Matt. The skin cancer is really, really common in Ireland, unfortunately. About 9 out of every 10 cancers diagnosed in Ireland are due to skin cancer. And while it's fabulous to be getting some sunshine, and I think it gives everyone a big lift, unfortunately, most skin cancers can be attributed to the UV radiation that comes along with sunshine and how it damages their skin and can lead us to developing cancers.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the skin. I didn't realise until I was given some notes for this piece today that the skin is actually an organ. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah, our skin is really cool. Like, so when we think of organs, we think of our heart or our lung or our liver. But the skin is one large connected organ, and it has lots and lots and lots of functions. Like, it protects us from infection, but it also regulates our heat and helps us produce vitamin D.
It also changes, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, our skin's pretty amazing because it sheds constantly. When you find dust in your house, it's a bit gross, but most of that dust is skin cells. Our skin is constantly falling off and replenishing. And after about a month, you have an entire new layer of skin.
An entire new layer of skin. And in that change, though, so if you were, say, to damage your skin through sunburn or something like that, then when, and I have to admit, I mistakenly went out a couple of weeks ago on a sunny day, didn't think of bringing suntan cream with me, and got quite badly burnt, and my skin is now peeling off on my arms. Is it a good thing that is peeling off?
No, it's bad. So that's your skin healing itself. The problem with sunburn, and it's happened to all of us, we're all human, we all make mistakes, and I'm sure everyone has been burned at one point. The issue with UV radiation, though, is when the radiation burns the skin, the radiation itself can change the DNA in our skin. And when you think of our skin, it's rapidly, rapidly turning over. So those cells are regrowing and regrowing and regrowing. And the problem when cells regrow is sometimes they form little mutations. And those mutations, if you're unlucky, can cause the skin to grow uncontrolled. Now, we have balances in our body that will prevent that from happening in our DNA called tumor suppressor genes. And when you get exposed to UV radiation, what can happen is that DNA in the cell can get damaged and it can lose control of that overgrowth of skin. And then that can go on and become a cancer.
And does that happen more as people age?
Yeah, so skin cancers are far more common in elderly people, and it's due to the skin not being able to recover as well. We all know as we get older, I have a young baby at home, and it's amazing when he scratches himself, the scratch is almost gone in a day, whereas if I get a similar scratch, I might have it for a week. And an elderly person, then the scratch might last a lot longer. So the skin is less able to heal itself as we get older. But as well, over time, we get increased exposure, a build-up of UV radiation, and especially that there's two types of UV radiation, UVA, which ages our skin, and UVB, which burns our skin. And that UVA exposure, which builds up, can break down the skin's ability to fight cancer. And that's why you tend to find common cancers such as basal cell or squamous cell carcinomas in elderly people.
Yeah, and tell us, what do they look like? So how, if you actually have one or if somebody you know has one, how can they be recognised?
So those very, very common types of cancers, they tend to appear like a little lump on the skin, or maybe a little ulcer, or maybe a scab that's just not healing. And what I would always say to people is our skin gets damaged and heals all the time. And if you have a new lesion on your skin, which is getting bigger, or it's not healing, I'd always just go and get it checked with your doctor, because those types of skin cancers, if they're caught early, are generally very easily treatable. The other type of skin cancer is called a melanoma. And a melanoma is the second most common cancer in young adults. And melanomas are scary cancers. They're cancers of the cells that produce melanin, that gives us pigment in our skin. And the problem with melanomas is that they grow very, very, very rapidly, and they spread around the body very quickly. And they generally appear as small moles that are new moles or an old mole that is changing. And they often have, we talk about the ABCDs of melanoma, so something with an asymmetric border, so it's kind of an uneven mole. The edge is not smooth, it's kind of growing out, like little fingers growing out, and the colour is irregular throughout it. And also the diameter. I'd always tell people, if you have a skin, if you have a mole that's bigger than a shirt button, just get it checked out. So when you get those melanomas, when you see the mole growing early, very, very easy to treat. It can just be removed. But if you delay treatment, unfortunately, the consequences can be severe.
Okay, given the weather and getting back to that again, how important is it to be sun safe? And does this mean, I mean, if you don't necessarily want to cover your whole body with clothing as protection, what sort of sunscreen should people use?
Well, we're really lucky because we've developed amazing sunscreens. And there's two types of sunscreens. So you'll see the barrier sunscreens that are, you often see people walk around with a white nose, especially maybe on the beach, and they're quite hard to wear, but they're very, very, very effective. And then the other type are chemical sunscreens. And what they do is they actually absorb the UV light. With those chemical sunscreens, they're the ones that are most commonly applied. They do need to be applied about a half an hour before going out in the sun to give them a chance to work. And as they absorb the light, they tend to break down, so you have to reapply them. You also want to make sure that you have a sunscreen that manages both UVB and UVA. So it'll manage that B ray that'll burn your skin, but also the A ray that'll age your skin and cause cancers as you get older. Like, thankfully, we can get loads of moisturizers now that have SPF in them. And I would always recommend to people, if you're buying a moisturizer, buy one with an SPF in it and wear it all day long. And if you can wear a factor 15 or a factor 30 every day, that's fantastic. But if you're going to the beach, if you're going, or it's a really, if you're working outside on a sunny day, factor 50 is your friend. And when possible, cover with clothes that have some UV protection in them. And then during the height of the sunshine during the day, especially in summer, which is between about 11 and 3 o'clock, maybe just avoid direct sunlight. Absolutely be outside and enjoy the good weather, but just try not to be in direct sunlight, so in a bit of a shaded area.
One final thing, Dr. Brian Higgins, people have different sort of skin tones and skin colourings. Many Irish people are very, very pale. People with reddish hair might burn very quickly, but some people tend to tan easily and like tanning, going a sort of a brownish colour. Are they actually doing themselves damage by getting themselves a tan?
Absolutely. So the my sister is a dermatologist, and she's fabulous, and she always says the only safe tan is a fake tan. Absolutely, everyone I think who likes having a tan, there's nothing wrong with that, but get a fake tan, get a spray tan. Don't tan your skin because from UV radiation, because that UV that tan skin is damaged skin.
Well, there's one other thing. There's a number of questions come in, and listeners are worried about lack of vitamin D. If they actually lather themselves in sun cream, they feel that they won't get the benefits of vitamin D that comes from the sun. Is that correct?
So our skin, as I said, is an organ, and one of its jobs is to create vitamin D. And it's quite amazing that it can convert sunlight into vitamin D. It is hard to balance that sun exposure to generate vitamin D versus sun exposure to that'll cause burning or damage. Also, I live in the west of Ireland, so it's not that sunny that often. So I would always recommend people to actually just take a vitamin D supplement. It's probably the easiest way to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D and you're not putting your skin at risk of getting damaged from the sunlight.
Dr. Brian Higgins, as ever, thank you for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.